Hello and welcome to Small Batches with me, Adam Hawkins. I'm your guide to software delivery excellence. In each episode, I share a small batch of the theory and practices along the path. Topics include DevOps, Lean, continuous delivery, and conversations with industry leaders. Now, let's begin today's episode. I'm interviewing for an open position in one of my teams. I asked one of the candidates what are effective practices for writing unit tests. He said TDD. That's test-driven development, commonly practiced by the red-green refactor loop. He told me how hard it was in the beginning to start doing TDD, but now he can't imagine stopping. The results are too powerful. We talked more about the challenging on-ramp to an ultimately rewarding path. I think this is a common path to TDD. He described how adopting TDD changed his mental model for writing software. That right there is the inflection point. Each person who has seriously practiced TDD knows what I'm talking about. There is a clear marker in history, before and after TDD. So, in this episode, I'll tell you why I think TDD is skill zero for software engineers. But first, a reminder of this month's giveaway. TDD will teach you how to think about code. A3 thinking will teach you how to think about problem solving. That's the outer loop that drives the inner loop. You need both. So this month, I'm giving away a free copy of the seminal book on A3 thinking, Managing to Learn by John Shook. The book showed me how to approach practical problem solving using the A3. I've done my best to apply its wisdom. A3s have been a game changer for me, each time leading to better outcomes and deeper problem solving. Go to smallbatches.fm/107 for instructions on how to enter. Entries close at the end of the month. Now, on to TDD. I can talk about TDD forever, though the best doorway into that conversation is seeing TDD as a waypoint on the path to software delivery excellence. These days, I call TDD skill zero for software engineers because it's the skill that unlocks the capabilities for software delivery excellence. TDD unlocks continuous delivery through continuous integration. Continuous delivery unlocks what actually matters in software delivery. That's fast lead times from idea to commit to running code in production. This is a win-win for the entire value stream. Most importantly, the biggest win is that it matters to the business. Moreover, those faster lead times don't come with lower quality. In fact, it's the opposite, because quality is what enables you to move quickly. If you get this far, then you're already ahead of the game. Though there is another level. Continuous delivery unlocks continuous deployment. Fully automated single-piece flow straight to production. This is what real flow looks like in software development. Commit to master, give it 10 to 15 minutes, and it's running in production. Now, go and see. These points are effectively the thesis behind the DevOps Handbook and Accelerate. The faster the flow, the faster the feedback, the faster the learning. Working software provides value in production. So, the faster we get there, that's TDD and continuous delivery, the faster we collect feedback on the value provided, the faster we can learn and experiment. I did not fully appreciate this thesis until I gained experience in two areas. The first is working in teams and systems that were not practicing TDD and not close to continuous delivery, let alone continuous deployment. Second is leading teams and working in management. Let's focus on that second one. First, a simplified and somewhat reductionist view on management. Management primarily cares about delivery, then the general health of the team. Management wants stable, thus predictable, delivery on business outcomes. Stable delivery comes from software that's easily, quickly, and safely changed. TDD creates that by building the test suite that supports rapid and safe software evolution. The opposite feeling of long lead times, complex coordination of poorly coupled systems, new bugs created out of poorly tested software, and long rewrites are like nails on a chalkboard to management. That dovetails into the first point on how teams work. Shipping valuable software to production is the heartbeat of all software teams. The stronger the heartbeat, enter TDD, continuous delivery and continuous deployment, the healthier the team. Teams without a strong heartbeat are simply less happy. Small changes take longer than they need to. Complex and poorly coupled systems require manual testing. Refactors, that's the Kaizen and the daily work, become challenging and potentially even off-putting. Tech debt accumulates. The debt becomes more difficult to pay off without the strong safety net of a strong test suite. I've spent time on both ends of the spectrum. Teams practicing TDD are happier, more confident, and faster than the alternatives. This is the segue into systems thinking. Recall the previous episode on systems thinking. There are two types of feedback loops, balancing and reinforcing. Reinforcing is like the snowball effect. More leads to more. Balancing does what it says on the tin. They're a counterforce, like brakes on a moving car when the driver aims for equilibrium. Sometimes equilibrium may mean a full stop, or sometimes it's simply slower. TDD can be a reinforcing and balancing feedback loop to the system. TDD balances out the natural decay in any software system. Here's an example. I have a codebase backed by TDD, a robust test suite, and a continuous deployment pipeline. I know the dependencies are major versions behind with significant breakages. However, there's been no pull to actually do the dependency upgrades. Though when there is, the plan is simple. Update the dependencies and make the test suite pass. If all these preconditions were not met, then doing a major dependency upgrade could end up feeling like an unguided rewrite and less like a maintenance task. Here's another example. TDD balances out poor software design. The best example is poor boundary enforcement. Code that crosses more boundaries has more collaborators and less focus. That code is inherently more difficult to test. When you actually write the test first, you hit these issues early and often. You simply cannot shove your way through them. The design must be reworked to support the testing. Applying TDD consistently smooths out the rough edges. That was the balancing feedback loops. Now the examples of reinforcing feedback loops. The power is in the velocity reinforcing feedback loop. Once the preconditions are there, the net new additions to the software acquire the same benefits. Moreover, the net new additions apply technical Kaizen to what was already there through the refactor step. This creates the virtuous cycle of continuous improvement through the creation of new business value. New features, defect fixes, tech debt repayments, and risk reductions become increasingly easier and faster to do. This is what everyone wants. Another example of the reinforcing feedback loop is the creation of more TDD-capable engineers. This is where we return to the mental shift mentioned earlier that happens when practicing TDD. Engineering leadership's key responsibility is sharing knowledge and developing the capabilities of others. Onboarding junior and new engineers to TDD and the capabilities it unlocks, like continuous delivery and continuous deployment, leads to more of the same velocity, quality, and safety in the future. It demonstrates that you can actually have your cake and eat it too. That's rare and powerful. One facet of that mental shift is batch size control. This is my last point before closing out the episode. Consider two points in time on the developer's journey. Let's call this developer Adam. Here's the earlier point in the developer journey. Adam doesn't know best practices. In fact, Adam doesn't know a lot. But Adam knows he enjoys creating things. Adam can type words into an editor and the computer will do something. Words can show up on the screen, a response may come back from a server or an animation shows. It doesn't matter what it is, it's just cool, fun, and Adam is building it. So, off he goes, building and futzing around and manually testing. The code just becomes whatever, but things still work. The plan is simply do. Just make the thing do whatever it's supposed to do, then check it. Commits are simple messages like do the thing, fix whatever, or implement new feature. Good enough for many cases, but not truly professional. Now let's fast forward much later in Adam's developer journey. Adam pulls a new ticket from the queue and prepares for the work. Adam sees this is a large change, so he ponders a few ideas before continuing. He knows the changes cannot happen all at once, so he prepares a sequence of small incremental changes. The strategy for any change is always the same. PDCA, Plan, Do, Check, Act, guided by Red, Green, Refactor. The plan is come up with an implementation. Do, write the test, then the code. Check is always the same. Are the tests passing? If not, keep working. If so, refactor. Adam doesn't commit to an implementation at the beginning. Instead, he tries a few alternatives to converge on best fit. Experimental code is discarded with git reset commands. Nothing is precious. When Adam sees the implementation and the incremental sequence of changes, then the real work begins. First the test, red test suite, and then the code. Red test suite, fix the first failure, green test suite. Continue. Red, green, refactor. Commits are surgical and clearly thought out. Net new additions and refactors are clearly delineated. Commits stack on top of each other directly in master. Clearly evident in GitHub with green checkmarks beside each one. Code is ready for production. I call our hypothetical developer Adam because it is me. These are two waypoints on my journey to software delivery excellence. The first point is early on before I had any notion of Skill Zero. The second point is much later after acquiring Skill Zero. There is no going back for me. No regressions. Only meeting the bar and helping others find it for the first time. So, if you have not yet acquired Skill Zero, then acquire it. The path to Skill Zero is challenging and rewarding. The best part is that it's 2024 and not 2004. There are many great materials for learning TDD. Go read Dave Farley's books and listen to his podcast. Go read Kent Beck's new book, Tidy First. Go find the materials for evolving systems guided by tests in your preferred stack. Then, start. Start by actually writing the test first. Get to that red failing test. Then, turn the test green. Then, refactor. Repeat. All right, that's all for this batch. I need your support to keep this podcast viable. I've set up a Patreon to support this podcast and its cousin, the Software Kaizen Substack. Your support ensures I can continue producing small batches episodes just like this one and long-form written content on Software Kaizen. Go to smallbatches.fm/107 to a link from my Patreon, the free April giveaway, and more on TDD. I hope to have you back again for the next episode. So until then, happy testing.